And now this, it's a story of millennials, people born after 1980 who came of age in this century.
Many millennials and near millennials have embraced vintage items.
You know, vinyl records.
Thick framed glasses.
And now dietary laws.
My name is Lisa Falds. I'm 21 years old. And yes, I do keep kosher.
She keeps kosher. According to a 2013 Pew Research Center study, about 1/4 of millennial Jews are keeping kosher.
That's almost twice the rate of their baby boomer parents, so this is not necessarily because of their parents' influence.
Now, that millennial we just heard, Lisa Falds, says she ate whatever she wanted growing up.
Bacon, ham, all that fun stuff, seafood, shellfish.
She dropped all that a few months ago. Another millennial, Margot Smith, says it's about values.
Taking the root idea of keeping kosher as an idea of being respectful and knowledgeable about the way in which your food is prepared and where it comes from, and kind of combining it with the farm-to-table philosophy.
The Atlantic magazine is all over this story, saying millennial kosher-keeping Jews are having a big influence on kosher cuisine. There's now kosher grass-fed beef and kosher free-range chicken, organic, of course. In uber-hip Brooklyn, a restaurant serves kosher banh mi. That's a Vietnamese sandwich, in case you were wondering.
And then there's the Gefilteria, a New York company offering small-batch, high-end versions of Bubby's classic gefilte fish.
Mm.
Call it kosher cool. This is NPR News.